A large part of southwestern Alaska has been lit up with broadband internet connection capability. The governor attended a first-ever video conference to announce the completion of the Terra project, which crosses Cook Inlet and Lake Illiamna with fire optic cable. APRN's Steve Heimel was there.
"We have built it. Now will they come?" In a conference room facing a pair of video screens, GCI made the announcement that it has linked its new broadband network in the southwestern part of the state with an existing broadband microwave network in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. It has a large price tag, but given the conditions and remoteness of rural Alaska, almost any infrastructure project is costly. Governor Sean Parnell connected on what they called the first terrestrial video conference between Juneau and Bethel, said it's now up to Alaskans to imagine what they can do with this capability.
"Name your small business or mid-sized business, name your larger corporations, and this enhanced capacity enables more opportunity."
GCI completed the project on a tight deadline using an $88 million financing package from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Development Office. $44 million of that is an outright grant, and the rest of it has to be paid back with revenue generated from this new communication capability. USDA Rural Development Regional Head Jim Nordland called it the centerpiece of the Obama administration's effort to bring broadband capability to the rural parts of the nation. But at the same time, it's also a challenge.
"Half of the money we gave was grant, but half of it's loan, and so they need to be able to pay back the money. We want to make sure that that there's a large utilization of this system."
USDA will be looking for ways to stimulate that activity, Nordland said. Speaking from the Bethel end of the connection, Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation CEO Gene Peltola said he's already seen the difference broadband makes in giving their clinics quick access to specialists. They can analyze X-ray imagery, for instance, without waiting for it to be mailed. He said their existing microwave network, built by United Utilities, has been doing this for a couple of years, but this connection gives the system more reliability. Plus, there is more expansion planned, linking it all the way up to Nome and ultimately along the Brooks Range to tie in with the fiber optic that now runs up and down the Trans-Alaska Pipeline.
"Hopefully, when GCI totally deploys this and comes around and ties into their fiber optic coming down from Prudhoe, and we have redundancy, It's going to be phenomenal."
United Utilities does have the future in mind. Senior Vice President Chuck Russell, who now finds himself working for GCI, says they hardwired equipment into the network that could potentially double their capacity in the future if the traffic demands it.
"It was designed for an ultimate capacity of 2 gigabits. Its installed capacity today is around 1 gigabit.
The Terra project had to be completed by the end of last year. Russell says they made that deadline by using contractors already familiar with Alaska conditions. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.